This is FM 100.5 and 101.9. AM 1450, Rutherford County's place to talk. WGNS, Murfreesboro, your good neighbor station. Stand by, Murfreesboro. The WGNS action line continues a search for truth.
I know you're out there
Good morning to you. How in the world are you today? What a beautiful day. And remember, the weather is starting to change just a little. You can feel it in the air. Football season is here and so much happening. And this is the time of the year. If you have weeds in your yard, if you have maybe more weeds than you have grass, this is the time of the year to start preparing for a total lawn overdue. A redo, whatever. The redo man is with us this morning, Anthony Tuggle from the Rutherford County Agricultural Extension Service. Anthony, how are you today?
I'm good, Bart. Good to be here this morning. And good you mentioned lawn makeover.
Makeover, that's it. In fact, you all are going to have a brown bag lunch on that.
We are. We're having a program today at 11:30, and we're going to discuss lawn establishment, lawn renovation. So any questions you have related to lawn management or getting more program, Mitchell is going to do a great program on that today. And also they can look at our demonstration plots we have outside as well. We have, I think, over 20-something different varieties of tall fescue varieties out, as well as several warm season grasses out. So they can get a chance to look at all of those and talk about all of those. And we are getting a lot of calls on what to do with our lawn and lawn care at this time. Should I reestablish my whole lawn, or should I just go ahead and oversee controlling weeds? So all that will be covered today, but it is a good time to be thinking about it and getting ready to do all that.
What determines whether you should start over or you know, work with what you have?
Well, I mean, what we really look at it, well, we kind of think about it. If you have over 50% of dead grass or dead weeds and bare spots in your lawn, you're probably going to be a good candidate. We're going to probably just tell go in and just come in with Roundup and spray and take everything out and start over. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, obviously you can go in and renovate those areas as well. But a lot of times, if you have that much, especially weed pressure and things like that and dead spot, it will be a little easier just to go ahead and take it out and go ahead and reestablish your entire lawn.
Okay. So when you do that, is what do you do first? I mean, you just go with a flamethrower and kill it all? Or?
Well, a lot of it's probably already dead, but so really don't have to kill it. But the spots they do have green is really, if you go completely renovate it or start or reestablish them, we're saying, you go in with Roundup a couple of weeks before you want to actually start preparing your bedside. And Roundup, we really just take out everything there, whether it's weeds or grass. Take all that out and really try to remove as much as that debris, which is the dead grass that you have left, remove much of that as possible. Then go in and till that bedside up, work that bed up real well. But first, again, make sure all the weeds are gone first. And after you work those beds up, it's really, typically that bed site is, once you work it up, it looks too soft really for seeds to really germinate. Mm-hmm. It really best if you can go in and kind of roll that. Seeds prefer a good, clean, firm bed. If you can roll that site, then you'll be good to go ahead and, excuse me, and broadcast your, and if you obviously have fertilizer needs based on, or lime, based on soil test recommendation, preferably put those down while you're working your bed up and then roll it. Apply those seeds at a seeding rate based on the type of seeds you're using. Typically, this time of year, we're thinking about tall fescue, usually 6 to 8 pounds per thousand, 5 to 6 pounds per thousand square feet. So, you want to kind of broadcast those seeds over there and lightly straw it. Put something to keep those seeds in place where you actually kind of hold some moisture, keep it those seeds moist. As long as those seeds stay moist, usually we see tall fescue seeds germinate anywhere from 5 to 7 days if they've been done properly. So really, you have a pretty quick turnaround once you made it that far.
Okay.
But another thing, people who don't want to overseed, they have a small yard and they don't have to reestablish the entire lawn. They may want to look into using a split seed or a power seed or something like that. And basically, you're putting the seeds into a hopper, and they're basically putting slits into the ground and applying the seed at the same time. And I do recommend those for little smaller lawns or lawns, unless you have a lot of time, because they do work kind of slow.
Is that sort of like an aerator, but in addition to aerating, it also sticks the seed in the hole?
Well, it puts little slits, like kind of like, I'm going to call it more like a disc. This type mechanical versus an aerator, because the aerator is going to punch your holes in the ground.
Uh-huh.
And this little split seed is really just scarifying the soil lightly and applying the seeds in those slits, because seeds really do well with good soil to seed contact.
Okay.
And a lot of times we just broadcast and seed over a lot of grasses have a lot of lawns have some thatch, and they basically those seeds come up in that thatch. It won't get a good soil to seed contact.
Now, I know the type of grass is a personal preference, but sometimes people don't know what they really want. But you've got some neat plots of grass out there at the Ag Center where people can actually walk on the different types of grass, see it, and you have little sheets that say this is hard to maintain or easy to maintain, you know, whatever it is. So some people, when I say hard to maintain, some people really enjoy working in their yards.
Well, we have people who we call them some high maintenance yards or high maintenance landscape. And you can really tell those landscape that they show. And a lot of times people want those great looking lawns, but it does take time and energy to maintain those. So really, it depends on how you want to maintain your lawn, how it's going to look. And then we have a lot of folks that are moving from Florida, Mississippi, and Alabama, and places like that, are used to warm season lawns, whether it's Bermuda, Georgia, Centipede, or St. Augustine, some of those grasses. And we are seeing people convert over. And even people who want the tall fescue, Bermuda have actually creeped in and started to take over. So really, kind of got to sometimes situations won't let you actually maintain what you want at a level you want. So really, you kind of weigh your options.
So if you have grown up with one particular type of grass, I guess, like you say, you just sort of feel like that's the way grass should look. And, if that's what you want, go to it.
That's right. I mean, a lot of people, some folks don't mind having a lot of weeds and things, as long as green crabgrass is a green grass.
I will say the weeds are growing well right now.
Yeah, so, I mean, it depends. Some people don't care about how their lawn look and things like that. So they more work in a flower bed. They can have weeds all through the lawn and nice beds and things like that. So personal preference does play a lot, as you mentioned earlier. And again, go back to what you said, we have over 20-something different tall fescue varieties or blends out. So really, people can get a good handle on what's on the market and what they like to see and how to maintain them. But anytime you have a nice lawn, it's going to take more than just putting the seeds out and walking away from it.
Now, I've noticed that a lot of people are putting in irrigation systems, and then to make that irrigation system affordable, they're putting in a well, as opposed to just, you know, pumping city water out, because that gets a little expensive. Of course, a well gets expensive too, but I've noticed sometimes four neighbors right together will stick a well right between them and share the well, and share the cost of creating that well. Is that a good way to do things? I mean, is well water good? Because oftentimes it is sulfur water.
I mean, they would do just fine. If you have, if we just use a case, we do have one high in sulfur, and you apply it for a long period of time, we recommend doing a soil sample every 3 to 5 years anyway. Mm-hmm. I probably would do it every 3 years for sure. If it, you know, sulfur can have a tendency to lower the pH, and you may require more lime in those situations. But yeah, that water would be just fine. I know we have people to actually irrigate with city water, well water, whatever the case may be, but nothing seems to beat Mother Nature. When it rains, it really kicks the grass off to an extra level no matter how much you've watered. So really, but a balance of those will really be great.
All righty, our number is 893-1450. Let's go to the phones. You're on WGNS with Anthony Tuggle. How are you today?
Hi, Bart. I'm fine.
Good.
I have a question. 3 weeks ago, Monday, I was in my yard, and I tripped over some grass that grows into a vine, and I broke my wrist and broke my hand. Can you tell me what kind of grass that was?
You tripped over some grass, and it was...
It made a vine, and goes into a vine, and my foot got underneath of it, and I fell. I had groceries in my hand, and I fell, and now my wrist is broke, and my hand's broke.
What kind of a vine would that be? Obviously a pretty strong vine.
If it was a grass, I mean, Bermuda and has stolons and rhizomes. I mean, they kind of can give you the, I guess, a vine type... feel or look. So if it's a grass, I don't think I can really think of it, and they would have some runners and things like that. It would be Bermuda or Georgia, but I can't 100% say what it is without seeing it, but they're the only one I can think of that actually would have some runners or maybe a vine like shape.
Probably more important, how do you get rid of it and keep it away so she doesn't fall again on it?
Well,
no, I'm not coming through my yard.
Yeah.
What she said? Say that again about your yard.
I'm not going to cut through my yard no more.
Okay. Well, I mean, it's kind of difficult. If Bermuda or Zorgi is what we're talking about, it's just the one that's in her yard that's done. And depending on how much it is, you obviously can go in with Roundup and take everything out. And if your neighbors or someone have it, it's going to eventually protrude back into your landscape. So really, there are some products on the market like Turflon Ester that you can spray. You have to spray it a lot. It would be very expensive taking it out with a treatment like that, especially if that's, you have a tall fescue lawn. But I really rather see it and kind of look at it more before we really look at some recommendations on those. But I, that's the only one I can really think of. They may have some vine types. If it's a grass that has vine types, rhizomes or stolons, or would be the Bermuda or Zorgia.
All righty. Thank you. I just need to know what kind it was. I don't want to do it no more.
Now, don't do it
Watch
anymore.
Watch out for it.
One time's all you need.
Yeah, I was wanting to break a bone. Never again.
I hope you feel better.
Very definitely.
All righty. Thank you.
Thanks for calling. Bye-bye. And everybody, when you're out, watch for things. I mean, seriously, though, you're watching everything else, and you don't expect a vine, especially a sturdy vine, that's going to not only trip you a bit, but it's not going to give. So you fall, and you break your hand. 893-1450 is our phone number, 893-1450. If you have a question this morning, lawn and garden question, give us a shout, 893-1450. Anthony Tuggle's with us. Don't forget the brown bag lunch today, starting at 11:30, dealing with, redoing that lawn, making it the way you want it to be. Once you get it right, is it easier to maintain, or does the work just begin then?
It's kind of a hard question to answer. I don't know. I'm stuck on that one. I don't know how to answer that. I guess if you get it to a point where you like it, it should be easier. I'm going to say if you get it to a high maintenance level, it should be a little easier because you won't have to go in and reestablish on a regular basis. You should have eliminated a lot of your weed problems, so you won't have to worry about going in and spraying and controlling weeds on a regular basis. So really you should have to mostly worry about irrigating, fertilizing, and watering. So I'm going to say it's easier, but I could be totally wrong.
Okay. By the way, if you have redone your lawn, if you redid it last season, call us. Seriously. Let us know, was it a difficult job? Were you happy with the results? 893-1450. I guess, really, would you do it again? 893-1450. If you redid your lawn, love to hear from you. 893-1450. Anthony Tuggle's with us this morning from the Rutherford County Agricultural Extension Service. And as you look back over the week, Anthony, the phone calls that you've received. Have there been any significant calls? Has the topic been directed in one area more than others?
Oh, I mean, obviously people are thinking about lung care, as we mentioned a few minutes ago. And we, and I guess a lot of time we see a lot of stuff in the news. We do get a lot of calls related to those hot topics. So we're also getting questions a lot on mosquitoes as well. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, really want to tell people if there are any standing water or any type of water things that are in their lawn area, they really want to try, or the landscape, want to try to control it. A lot of times we think about standing water, we think about ponds and things like that. But some people have neglected pools that actually mosquitoes can breathe in, neglected hot tub, ornamental ponds and things that like that that have some water in them. Child's, especially with a lot of kids going back to school, they may have some little kiddie pools out with water in them. So those are breeding sites. Wheelbarrows that's upright that holds water. May have some leaked faucets that are outside that actually have water pulling in the grass and things like that. Bird bath, flower pots. One that people don't think a lot about are clogged gutters and things like that as well, or breeding sites. So anything like that can hold any kind of water moisture. They really want to try to, one, eliminate those water sites or those breeding sites for those mosquitoes. And so really, those questions have been kind of hot this week as well. But eliminating water, breeding sites and things like that, you know, obviously if you go out, if you know there are high population mosquitoes and things like that, especially with the West Nile, DEET and things like that, something to have some DEET in it and protective clothing. And so, I mean, just kind of limit. You have big areas that you cannot really drain. There are some BT dunks that you can put in there to
do those prevent, do pretty well?
They do. They will prevent the breeding, or inhibit the larva and things like that. So there are a lot of different things people can do to control those.
We're going to check on the traffic and weather, and we'll be back and officially open up the phone lines. I mean, officially. Anthony's got a little bugle over here, and he's going to blow the horn and all that stuff. Stay with us. We'll take your calls. 893-1450. We're talking lawns and gardens. We're talking about mosquito spray. Rub it in.
Put a little on my nose. Put a little on my toes. Put it on my back and my sacroiliac. And a dab on my chin, chin, chin.
We're WGNS, FM 100.5, FM 101.9, and AM 1450. Worldwide at WGNSradio.com.
Ford of Murfreesboro is currently offering 0% financing for up to 66 months on the Ford Fiesta, Focus, Edge, Explorer, all F-Series trucks, Mustangs, Ford Escape, Taurus, and Ford Fusion. Visit Ford of Murfreesboro today and drive home in a new car, truck, or SUV. Ford of Murfreesboro is on Broad at Northfield Boulevard, online at fordofmurfreesboro.com.
Hi, this is David Lee, General Manager at Ford of Murfreesboro, and I invite you to come down and see our full selection of Fords, and we'll give you the best deal in town.
Hello, this is Lisa Halliburton from Bell Jewelers. At Bell Jewelers, we buy directly from our diamond source in Israel. Our long-standing relationship with our diamond cutter means we get to select from the best offerings first and pass the savings on to our customers. There's nothing like the sparkle of a Bell Jewelers diamond. Stop in soon and see for yourself.
Visit Bell Jewelers on Broad, across from Toots.
Play it again, sports!
Your football headquarters.
From Under Armour, Shutt, and Reebok, we've got all the gear you'll need for youth football. From pants, helmets, pads, down to the gloves and mouth guards, you'll find everything you need at Play It Again Sports on North Thompson Lane.
Good morning. Bit of congestion. Old Fort Parkway at Bridge Avenue, Old Fort Parkway at Chapin Place, Old Fort Parkway at Cason Lane, and I-24 way into Midtown Nashville. We're seeing a bit of congestion. I-24 at Bell Road, also the I-24 junction there with 40. We have an accident there in the clearing stages. Anticipate some slowdown there. We're also seeing lots of buildup over near MTSU at Rutherford Boulevard and Mercury Boulevard. Stop at Bradford Flooring and Paint Center at 1999 Nolensville Pike. Ask about the free tickets to the races at the fairgrounds this summer. Call Bradford Flooring, 251-5384. I'm Randy O'Brien with traffic on WGNS.
Thank you, Randy. What about that Murfreesboro weather brought to you by First National Bank of Murfreesboro?
For the forecast area, we will see plenty of sunshine with a high near 90, a southeast wind around 5 miles per hour. Clear skies for tonight, 63 degrees for your low. I'm WGNS meteorologist Mandy Feluber.
Right now, it's 70.
This is Linda Hembry at First National Bank of Murfreesboro. We love to get to know all of our customers, not just by their faces, but also by their names. First National Bank of Murfreesboro, Mercury Boulevard, member FDIC.
Hey, hi, and hello there.
Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett.
Fun lovers and truth seekers.
Weekday mornings at 10 on WGNS AM FM online.
Come see how good my love can be.
We're talking lawns and gardens. Our number is 893-1450, 893-1450 if you have any lawn or garden questions. 893-1450. Anthony Tuggle is with us from the Rutherford County Agricultural Extension Service. Today is one of those brown bag lunch days, 11:30. That's free. Free. Now you have to bring your own brown bag. But the contents of the meeting, it's free, and all the information is free, and they will show you today how to redo that lawn. We're getting into the window where this is the best time. What is it, mid-September through October, something like that?
Yeah, weather patterns obviously have something to do with it, but yeah, we're in a great time right now. Late August, September to October time frame is a really good time to...
So you could almost do it right now, you're saying. Is this something that takes a fair amount of time? I mean, do you put in the killer, the vegetation killer first and then wait a week or so? Or?
Yeah, Roundup really takes a couple of weeks to really work. So if you go in and start doing, taking out the weeds and things like that, or kicking out all the other dead grasses or killing all the debris off, then about a week or so. We say 2 weeks really, because a lot of time when you're spraying, typically you're going to miss some spot. You got to come in and respray again and start working the beds up. So by that time, we really be into September, first of September time frame. We're in a good time to go ahead and start doing that. And usually these cool temperatures, but frisco is a cool season grass. And they love these cool temperatures, especially these nights and mornings we've been having so far. So it's a great time for those seeds to actually germinate.
Well, now, when you go out with the Roundup and you kill the vegetation on the land, before you put in the new seeds, would you be doing yourself a favor, or are you just adding extra work if you came in with a tiller and tilled in all the old vegetation? Or do you just leave it and plant on top of that?
We can do it both ways, Bart, but if you're just going to broadcast over the top of that grass that's already there, I would use a split seeder. The key thing people need to remember about seeds and getting their lawn established, soil-to-seed contact. Those seeds will do a lot better. They have good soil-to-seed contact.
Okay, so I mean, you want it to really be in the dirt, not just sitting on top of dead grass.
Yeah, so that's why we recommend removing all of the debris and all of that. And even if you, we have people to go in with those electronic power seeders we mentioned earlier to cut the lag. They kill, even spray Roundup and kill all of that out, and you don't want to till it. Cut it real low and try to bag or remove a lot of those clippings and all that kind of stuff. But use a power seeder to really get into the soil so those seeds can put into the soil. And that way, I mean, you can use that method without even having to straw, because the other part is, the other grass is on top, kind of holds that straw.
Yeah.
But again, with that power seeder, they are slow. You need to have a real small lawn a lot of time, because it's not going to be a fast process. But you really want to get it good. And the key thing people need to remember, soil to seed contact, and keep those seeds moist for 5 to 7 days for germination.
Let's go to the phones. You're on WGNS with Anthony Tuggle. How are you this morning?
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Thank you. We bought some Easter lilies in the spring and let them stay in the pots, you know, after they bloom. And it got so hot, we didn't get them in the ground. So when is the best time to put these lilies in the ground now?
What about that? Putting in Easter lilies.
I mean, they've been in a pot. They've been growing. Anytime will kind of work for potted plants I like. But really, it won't hurt to go ahead and plant those now or either wait another month or a few weeks.
I'm not hearing it properly.
You can wait until next month. It'll be fine. Late September, October will be a good time to plant those plants. Anytime we want. I really like planting plants during that time of the year. But with these new containerized plants, you can actually plant those anytime, really. But so really, it won't hurt to go. They probably already a little stressed from being in the pot for so long. So it won't hurt to go ahead and put those out.
Well, the season, I mean, give us a few months, and we're going to be in, I guess we'll be winter. We think we'll be in winter. will that kill the Easter lily, or can it last through the winter?
It can.
Sounds like you're, it might not. Maybe if it's a cold winter, we might not.
I'm more concerned, but she said, when she kind of described the plant being in that pot all season and bloomed and flowered and. I think she also can mention it wasn't doing it well. I'm wondering how stressed that plant already is.
How does the plant look right now, ma'am?
Well, it looks like some of the little new greenery is coming out. And I can see some of the little bulbs. It still has a little green on it, but some of it's dead and some of the green is coming out now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, new foliage.
Yeah, it would sound like it more stressed and not doing well. You didn't really say that before. I kind of was kind of way you was kind of describing it. I mean, obviously, you can't wait if it's already stressed and coming out. I probably would, in that particular plant, since it doesn't sound too healthy, you may want to just try to hold it over in those pots. You may have to just repot it and leave it in that pot until spring.
Put a bigger pot or something?
Yeah. If it just kind of separates the dead part out of mm-hmm. it and kind of thin it out, or if you want to kind of thin it out and keep it in that same pot, or either kind of repot it and keep it to the spring in that
Save
pot.
It till then.
Yeah, because it doesn't sound, it's already too healthy.
Right.
It sounds stressed.
Should she put any of that
milk fertilizer in it?
Yeah.
I would avoid that, especially if you're going to repot it. Anytime you repot a plant or plant plants, those roots are a little tender, and you really want to kind of not burn the foliage on them, burn the roots.
So get a new pot, replant it. And save
it
that
over,
until
yeah.
spring. Should she keep it in sunlight in the window? Or
yeah, it'll be fine. I would do that.
Okay.
I mean, and not overwater it. One of the big things we see with any plants that we see in the house or a house plant, they get overwatered a lot.
Okay, so what once a week?
I know that's going to be the next question. I'm going to say yes. But kind of watch, because everyone home is not.
I guess the humidity.
Humidity mm-hmm. and heated and cooled at different temperatures. So all that play, and they have different sunlight coming into their home. So
stick your finger in the soil, and if it feels moist, you're okay. If it feels dry, water it.
Well, if it feels dry on top, but the roots are further down, and it still could be moist deeper. And I think that's why we get a lot of watering problems from.
Mm-hmm.
Preferably, they have the little pan in them, or we can water from the bottom versus from the top.
Ah,
we would do a lot better.
Okay.
Because we really want to water the roots. And
so water the pan on the bottom.
Yeah, the top part can be dry on plants, but the roots. Where the roots are can still have some moisture around them. So,
okay. So, ma'am, I guess you can relax and enjoy it until spring.
Yeah, just keep it in there.
Well, someone said if you put it in the ground now, it might freeze over the winter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what we're afraid of.
Yeah, plus it's yours is already stressed and don't seem to be doing well, so you just kind of baby it alone in the house.
No, I mean, they're outside. I don't have any way to put them in the house.
Oh, okay.
So
they're still in pots then?
Leave them in the pot outside?
Yeah, you can get them in somewhere a little bit protected, especially in November, December, or right now. Just kind of watch them and kind of manage them, take care of them.
Thank you.
Just kind of avoid putting them out right now.
Thank you. Good luck to you. And then come Easter, tell somebody you want a new Easter plant, Easter lily plant. Good morning. You're on WGNS. How are you today?
Fine. Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning.
I wanted to ask about crabgrass. Where did it come back so big after the rains came and it choked out, I guess, other grass that's there, Bermuda and bluegrass and fescue? Mm-hmm. Is it a good thing to put down any pre-emergence of crabgrass seed now? Do I wait till after the, or when the forsythia is blooming next spring and do it?
What about that, Anthony?
Yeah, I will wait until next spring, and usually, you right on here, we think about crabgrass germinating right around the time, right after forsythia start to bloom. See, I will wait. Usually, you may get a few more to germinate this time of year, but another month or two, they're going to be dying off anyway because they are annual plants. So I would just wait to put that pre-emerge down.
I think that's the answer I wanted to hear.
Well, I'm glad I can assist you today.
You have a good day.
Bye.
Bye-bye. What we need to do is now, when people call in with questions,
think about what answer they want.
Yeah, you tell us first what answer you want.
And we'll make it work.
893-1450 is our number, 893-1450. Good morning. You're on WGNS with Anthony Tuggle.
Yes, I have not heard anybody for, I don't even remember how long. What can you do about a thistle?
A thistle?
I mean, when I was very young, I used to walk about a 20-acre field, mm-hmm. and my granddaddy would always say, dig them up, cut the top off, put the top in a paper bag, and do something with it. Now, how do you control a thistle?
What about that, Anthony?
Without spraying with Roundup. I mean, is there anything you can do without having to spend money to get rid of a thistle?
Well,
and I'll hang up and wait for your response.
Without spraying, well, I mean, obviously, without
spraying. He wants to do it economically, free.
Well,
goats.
I like what he said. His grandfather or dad said, mm-hmm. because that top of that plant are seeds and things like that. You cut the seeds, I'll put them in a bag and dispose of those. Then you won't be spreading the seeds around a lot. But just going through and cutting all the seed heads off thistle will take a lot of time. And I don't know. That's about the only thing else you can do besides, if you don't want to spray, is go in and kind of remove the seed heads. And over time,
pull them out,
dig them up, remove those seed heads. He did say put those seed heads in a bag because, though, if you cut them off, those seed heads will kind of shake and the seed will fall to the ground. And there's going to be some there still anyway. They're going to continue to come up. But besides spraying, that's the only thing I can think of, is dig each one of them up individually and dispose of them.
Now, I'm looking, while he was talking, I looked at the internet for some direction on this. And, of course, this is talking about a farm, but I guess you could use it in a smaller idea with your yard. Establish a 3 to 5 year management program using several integrated methods, some of those being small patch control the small patches before they spread, which is back again, getting out there with some gloves and pull them, but have a sack with you so that the heads on them don't spread out into the yard. Use proper stocking rates and rotate pastures. Now, how would you relate that to a yard, rotate pastures? I mean, they're talking about growing different things, I guess. What would be the benefit of that?
I can't relate that to a yard.
Okay. No. Reseed disturbed areas immediately with desired species.
Yeah, the thing about that is, two plants can grow in the same space.
Hmm.
So if you have your desired grass or desired plants growing and taking up that space, then the weeds won't have a place to come up. And that's with all weeds, not only thistle. So two plants can't occupy the same space.
So put in the plant you want and get out the one you don't want.
Yes. So that's going to be the
best. So that's why they're saying reseed the disturbed area immediately. with the desired species.
I mean, there are some things you can, I mean, he said not to spray, but I mean, we have, if it's in your lawn, there are several products on the market besides Roundup, because Roundup is going to kill everything. There are some products on the market. Weepigone has one. Well, Weepigone is one. Speed Zone. Bonide has one. Weed Killer that contains 2,4-D. And basically by treating that, and you can really control it. But, I mean, there are some vinegar and salt you can mix together and pour on them. But that's going to obviously kill everything there, and you may not get any desired plants to come back for a while, for quite some time by pouring it on it. We've heard folks put hot water on them to kind of scald them and things like that, but if you got seed heads on them, then they're still going to be there. But really, there's no, I mean, your time is worth something. You're going to continue to dig all of them up, especially if you have a big population of them, then it's, I don't know if any of them are really economical.
Well, there's you some ideas to work on, but obviously try to control areas, small areas at a time. Don't go over the whole yard at one swoop, because that will be very frustrating. 893-1450 is our number, 893-1450. We're going to check on the weather. We'll be back and take some more calls. Anthony Tuggle with us from the Rutherford County Agricultural Extension Service.
Hey neighbor, when you talk, others listen. If it's on Good Neighbor Talk, keep it here. WTNS, AM, FM, online.
Does your home have foundation problems? Bricks cracking, doors sticking, basement walls bowing, floors uneven, or water problems? Where do you turn? What name do you know and trust? Call United Structural Systems at 227-2275. For over 17 years, United Structural Systems has stabilized, restored, and guaranteed over 5,800 homes and businesses in Middle Tennessee. We know that you, like our customers, want a restored home, a lifetime guarantee, and the peace of mind that United Structural Systems, a locally owned company, will be here for you. Call United Structural Systems today at 227-2275 or visit them on the web at usstn.com. United Structural Systems, known best for being better.
We'll guarantee our best. Call USS.
Heritage South Community Credit Union now has a new home, 839 West College Street near Jennings Tire.
This is Darlene Robinson, branch manager. I invite you to visit us soon and find out what your community's credit union is all about. We offer free debit cards and great checking, plus exceptional rates on loans and savings. You can join if you live, work, worship, or attend school in Rutherford, Bedford, or Marshall County.
Heritage South Community Credit Union, new offices at 839 West College Street near Jennings Tire. Federally insured by the NCUA.
If you just tuned in, Annie Watson won the birthday cake this morning. Annie Watson, happy birthday to you. She won the birthday cake at Junior's Foodland. And Richard and Susan Hunt over on Forsyth Place, they are the good neighbors. Richard and Susan received flowers from Ryan's as our good neighbors of the day. And the person who nominated them said they are always helping others. Richard and Susan Hunt, congratulations to you. Good morning to everybody over at Bell Furniture. That's Perry Bell and Linda Ferris. They're the only two over there. They keep the overhead down. And that's one of the many ways that they save you money at Bell Furniture. So if you're looking for a new sofa, maybe you're looking for a sectional sofa, maybe you're looking for something for the media room, maybe you're looking for a recliner, they have what you're looking for, and it's about half price every day at Bell Furniture. They also sell Jameson mattresses. Now, that's the one that the slogan's for the rest of your life, Jameson mattresses. They've been building mattresses, creating them, since 1883. They're the ones who do the mattress that everybody's raving about for the Marriott Hotel chain. And in fact, you can get the Marriott Jameson mattress half price right now at Bell Furniture. Head over there. Perry Bell is such a nice guy. We've worked with him for years. He will go the extra mile for you at Bell Furniture. Half price every day, and Perry proudly says, we sell only American-made furniture. Bell Furniture, 1517 the New Nashville Highway, halfway between Murfreesboro and Smyrna.
For the forecast area, we will see plenty of sunshine with a high near 90, a southeast wind around 5 miles per hour. Clear skies for tonight, 63 degrees for your low. I'm WGNS meteorologist Mandy Feluber.
Right now, it's 70.
We're visiting with Tina Fox at the Co-op Farm and Home Center on Middle Tennessee Boulevard, just off South Church.
Come visit us for all those gardening needs. We have everything you need to take care of the insects or disease on your plants. We have a wonderful gift selection. We have a great clothing department, wonderful pet and bird department. And of course, as always, we have the great farm store. So come visit us at 985 Middle Tennessee Boulevard.
Right now, head over to the Co-op Farm and Home Center on Middle Tennessee Boulevard, just off South Church.
The Eye Show with Brian Barrett is on weekday mornings, 5 to 6:30. The Morning News with Scott Walker, 6:30 to 7:50. Start your mornings with WGNS.
Welcome back. 893-1450 is our number, 893-1450. Anthony Tuggle is with us this morning from the Rutherford County Agricultural Extension Service. We're talking about redoing the lawns. We're moving into the time of the year that you need to, if your lawn needs redoing. Maybe if you have more weeds than grass, that's one thing that lets you know, hey, You need to fix this. It's not going to do it on its own. And so this is coming up close to the window to do that. And as Anthony has said, the first thing you do, and now is a good time to do that, is to kill all the vegetation, everything, grass, weeds, the whole bit, with Roundup. And then you wait about 2 weeks before you do anything else. Let it get really good and brown. And then you can see if you missed something, and probably you will.
Yeah, that if you reestablishing everything now. If you're a situation we have, some people may not have to reestablish it all. It may have to just certain spots they have to redo. But I'm thinking really after this year drought situation that we're gonna probably see a record number of people reestablishing their lawns or either converting over to something else.
Mm-hmm.
So really they kind of have to look at and analyze each individual situation on their own to kind of make sure, see where they're at. Because they will change from person to person. Again, you mentioned earlier the different types of grass that you are using based on personal preference. So we're in a good time to go ahead and start seeding it. We are having these cool evenings and mornings. So with tall fescue, still being the dominant grass we have, so we're in a good seeding time to do that. So, I mean, we're thinking from now through the middle of October, we should be fine in seeding those. So go ahead and prepare those beds. If you still need more hands-on or detailed information, they can call our office. Even better yet, they can come out of office today, and we have a program geared directly to lawn care maintenance or renovation or establishment. So.
That's at 11:30.
That is correct. And if a person don't really know what they want to do with their lawn, they can bring some pictures by with them the day of their lawn, and we can tell them, well, you can reestablish. You may just want to just cut low and use a split cedar and just do part of your lawn and things like that. So they can just bring some pictures we can look at and kind of help analyze it that way. So a lot of times people describe things differently how we see them sometimes.
Nick, so can you rent all of these? I mean, you don't want to go out and we were talking about some kind of a thing that actually puts the seed into the ground. You don't want to buy one of those, do you? That sounds expensive.
But you are correct. They are expensive. And they can, you can rent those from any of the box stores, Fairbrothers, owner's co-op, or either Hoop Supply Store have, or Kelton's end up have those rental things. But the name that you want to look for, if you do decide to rent some of those, are Power Cedar or Split Cedar. Most of them go by the name now, Power Cedars, but they're kind of split cedars.
Okay.
And another thing is, the person who rented it before you may not have the calibrator right. So you do want to kind of calibrate, make sure you're not putting the seeds too deep. So you do want to kind of make sure you kind of read that. Make sure you're not putting the seeds too deep into the ground.
Now, is each different type of seed, you put them at different depths, different types of grass seeds?
Well, it's not a, yeah, yes. The answer to your question is yes. But really, when we think about all tall fescue seeds right now, and the one we're going to be seeding, they're usually pretty uniform in size. So really, the depth, why it plays a part is that someone may have a, I'm going to say a silk loam soil, and someone else may have a clay soil. If you take it from one, or somebody may have irrigated before, and another person haven't, and you rent those machines, based on soil type, it's going to be putting seeds in deeper, obviously, on a silk loam soil versus a hard, dry clay soil. So you want to really kind of watch and see, make sure you're not putting the seeds down too deep based on your soil type.
All righty.
Whether so it's irrigated or not.
Do a little planning in advance. And seriously, if you're thinking about changing to a different type of lawn, different type of grass, before you do that, go to the Lane Agri Park and see what they have. They have a sample area, good-sized plots, where you actually can walk through them, walk on them, touch them, see what they look like, and see if that's what you want. Because once you start it, I mean, it's yours. And they also have sheets, as you look at it, that say this is a high maintenance or this is low maintenance, and you decide yourself what you want. Once again, the Brown Bag Lunch today, which is focusing on redoing your lawns, is at 11:30. It's free today, right there at the Lane Agri Park. Anthony, thank you for joining us today and answering all the questions for folks.
Enjoyed it, Bart. Thank you.
You have a super day. Anthony Tuggle visiting with us today from the Rutherford County Agricultural Extension Service. I'll see you tomorrow. Dr. Saxena is going to be with us, and we'll be talking about your heart health.